Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, May the 8th. Where do you go to get a great hamburger? Right here in Wisconsin or anywhere in the country for that matter. Where have you had the very best hamburger ever and why? Why do you think it was so great? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll see if our guest concurs with you. Our guest this hour has traveled the country looking for great hamburgers and great hamburger joints, and he found them, 100 of them, and he chronicled his findings and his journey in the new book, Hamburger America, a state-by-state guide to 100 great hamburger joints. And he will be in Wisconsin at one of those great hamburger joints. There are a few listed in the book. We will let you know where they are and take your nominations as well during this hour. Again, join in at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We are happy to have with us George Motz, an award-winning director, freelance documentary filmmaker. He has worked on numerous television commercials, films, documentaries, music videos. He is the author of Hamburger America, One Man's Cross-Country Odyssey to Find the Best Burgers in the Nation. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here. You also, you were the maker of the documentary Hamburger Nation, which some people may have seen. That was out in 2005.
That's right, yeah. It aired on the Sundance Channel. 2005.
And so this is an extension of the documentary?
Yeah, the film came before the book.
Yeah.
Not the normal, I guess, progression of things.
Yeah. Well, you actually went around the country eating all these burgers with your vegetarian wife?
Right. Yeah, she joined me on she joined me on a lot of the trip. She struck a great balance in my diet, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I'll have to, in the spirit of full disclosure, I am a vegetarian too. I haven't had a burger in maybe 20 years, not quite 20 years. Last one I had, I think I was in Green Bay, Wisconsin at Crawl's, which is a place that serves the famous butter burgers.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're going to be at a butter burger place this weekend.
I'll be at Solly's. I'm going to visit every Wisconsin spot in the book. I'm going to visit on Saturday.
Oh, cool! All right, so you'll be at all of them. All right.
Yeah, but the big one I'm visiting is Solly's in Milwaukee. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Why is Solly's so good?
You know, Solly's is so great because they serve the original butter burger. I mean, they're very proud to to show you that they can put 2 to 3 tablespoons of butter on every burger. So you're getting a burger where there's actually more butter content on the burger than the actual content of the burger itself.
That is amazing. Did they tell you why they decided to do that? There wasn't enough fat in the burger?
I think traditionally that's the way it was done. You know, a very large dollop of, fresh, creamy butter. And the idea is if you actually get that burger at your spot at the counter fast enough, you can take a bite and actually get a bite of semi-solid butter. It sounds disgusting to a lot of people, but I tell you, the minute I had my first bite, I was hooked.
Yeah, and you confessed that you were sopping up the butter with the bun then near the end, huh?
That's right.
So that's it. That's the secret. Just a good 2-3 tablespoons of butter on the burger.
Right, and fresh ground beef. That's the that's where they went out there. You know, they have fresh ground beef on a white squishy bun with a big dollop of butter.
Yeah, and do the folks at Solly's resent that there are many other even chains that claim to be the home of the butter burger?
I don't think so, because they know that they're doing the real thing. I mean, if you go to one of the other chains that do butter burgers, they actually don't butter the burger. They butter the bun.
Okay.
And that's like eating a burger on buttered toast. It's a little different.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, Solly's you will be visiting. We'll get the schedule down and release that a little bit later. But where else are you going to be visiting in Wisconsin?
Well, I'm going to stop by Wheatles, which is in the book as Peterson's. It changed its name last year. It changed its name.
And that's the place in Jefferson?
That's in Jefferson, right. I'm going to stop by there. I'm also going to be at Dottie Dumpling's Dowry.
There
I'm going to stop by and visit them for a book signing. And, of course, I have to go to the Plaza.
Yeah, that those are two in Madison. Dottie's and the Plaza are in Madison. The Plaza is good because?
The Plaza puts a very secret white sauce on their burger, which I've actually tried to emulate in the Hamburger Market test kitchen. Couldn't do it. Totally impossible. And I think a lot of people have tried to copy this recipe and have failed miserably.
Some kind of mayo or sour cream? Or
not so much a mayo. We don't even know what it is. It's almost as if it's some kind of like a...
Isn't that kind of scary?
I can almost identify it. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a tzatziki or, you know, like a yogurt-based...
Okay.
It's a very tangy yogurt-based, so almost like a gyro or gyro sauce.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's really, really, really good.
And Dottie's, a lot of people know Dottie's. They have, they have everything there.
Yeah, they've got everything. They do also... And in the book, I really don't represent flame-grilled burgers very well, because I think a lot of people don't know how to cook a burger on a flame. And they do it really well. They know what they're doing with flame-grilled burgers there. Hard thing to do.
Yeah, I've had the veggie burger at Dottie's. Do you count veggie burgers, or that doesn't make it?
No, I think if you put the word veggie and burger together, it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
I mean, and, I appreciate people who like veggie burgers, of course. But I call them sort of, it's almost like a salmon cake, you know, veggie cake or veggie patty.
Yeah, yeah. And Wheedle's, formerly Peterson's, is, that's just a little shack.
Yeah, 60-square-foot shack on a corner. Can't beat that.
Yeah, so how did you find out about these places in Wisconsin?
A lot of word of mouth. Mm-hmm. I asked around, and if all roads led back to one place, that's where I went. And it really... Research was a lot of fun, as you can probably imagine.
Yeah, and you're prepared to hear a whole bunch of other places in Wisconsin this hour, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, the funny thing is, people have told me since the book came out, you know, oh, you should go to this place, that place, and honestly, just had never heard of them. You know, I was trying to guess there could be over 10,000-20,000 hamburger joints in America that are mom and pop places, and I just happened to miss a few thousand.
Yeah, and we'll hear some of them anyway this hour, I hope. Your favorite burger place doesn't have to be in Wisconsin, but it can be. Any place that you want to boast about or applaud as having a great burger anywhere in the country, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, please use 263-1890 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along. Hope you stay tuned. It's coming up on 19 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, May the 8th. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue between 4 and 6. At Issue with Ben Marins. How does the nation's debt and deficit affect the future of the U.S.? Ben and his guest will discuss the concept of fiscal responsibility within the context of the national debt. That's after 5 this afternoon when he talks with the author of Forgive Us Our Debts. We're having some fun this hour talking about the best hamburgers in the country. Talking with the author of the new book, Hamburger America, a state-by-state guide to 100 great burger joints. It describes one man's cross-country odyssey to find the best burgers in the nation. And we welcome your questions for him and your own nominations. Have you been to a great burger joint somewhere in the state or anywhere in the country? What made it so great? What made the burgers so special? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. George Motes is our guest. He's an award-winning director and freelance documentary filmmaker. He did a documentary on this subject as well, Hamburger America. And now the book is out, and he will be in Wisconsin this weekend. He's going to be giving a talk in Milwaukee on Saturday, this Saturday, May the 10th, at the Schwartz Bookshop in Shorewood at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And as he mentioned, he will be visiting the best burger joints in Wisconsin that he put in the book anyway. Dottie's in Madison, the Plaza Tavern in Madison, Wheedle's, formerly Peterson's in Jefferson, and Solly's in Milwaukee. To the phones we go. Linda in De Pere. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and I'm glad that the Burger King is coming to Wisconsin.
George, do you like being called the Burger King?
Kind of.
Yeah, good.
We have one in Green Bay that's great, that's called Kroll's, but I want to talk about a different one, and wondered if you had run across Arnold Burgers in Amarillo, Texas.
No.
Oh, we were marooned in Amarillo for 5 days with an RV breakdown. And at the campground, they told us, you've got to go to Arnold's. You've got to go to Arnold's. Hmm. And it's on 1611 South Washington. So we drive down South Washington, and we missed it. We had to stop and ask directions and go back. It is a little hole in the wall. It's about 20 by 30 feet, and it's all run by Arnold's family.
Wow.
And they have the biggest burgers that you could ever imagine. And I ordered a junior baby burger, and it was the size of my hand. And they have 24-inch burgers, 18-inch family burgers, 16, 14. They have sizzling fajita burgers, the NAFTA burger.
The NAFTA burger?
NAFTA burger.
And Texas Twosome. But they do have a website, and you can have your picture taken and go on the website. And it's www.arnoldburger.com.
Oh, Arnold, you know what? Burgers. I do know. I've seen the website. I do know about this place. I actually learned about it after the book was already printed.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I would have put it in there because I hadn't gone there, but that's interesting that I actually have heard of the place. That's good.
No, that and Linda, you sound like you're a huge fan of Arnold's.
Well, we went there once, and we had just a delightful time. And if we go through Amarillo again, we will. It is clearly a place of local color.
Yeah, and before you go, Linda, talk a little bit about Kroll's. That's the place I mentioned at the top of the hour. They say they have a butter burger too. Do they just butter the bread, or do they put a dollop of butter right on the burger?
Oh no, that's the butter burger. Yeah. Now Culver's advertises butter burgers, but Kroll's has excellent. And there's one right across from Lambeau Field, and then there's one on the east side of Green Bay. And
they put the butter right on the burger.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what I thought.
Yeah. Also, I could say that I actually knew about Kroll's and didn't make it there. It was one of those places I didn't make it to Hawaii. Didn't make it to Alaska. Did not make it to Kroll's.
Oh well, you know, there's always a sequel, right?
Exactly.
Linda, thank you so much for the call and your nomination for Arnold's. Paul in Slinger is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Good morning. I have two that actually are on the EPA's most contaminated cholesterol sites in the country.
Good.
One is called Mims in right near their recreational, right on the Fox River in downtown Menasha.
I've heard of Mims.
Yeah, and the other one is called Wayne's on Highway 60 in Cedarburg, and that's an interesting place because it's done in the decor of the 50s, and the outside staff are come out on roller skates. And you just to take your orders.
Wow!
Oh, like the car hop stuff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, but these are truly laced with butter, and they have the bun. I don't know who bakes them, but they're exceptional.
And this is Mims, M-I-H-M-S, right?
No, I believe it's M-I-M apostrophe S.
Oh, okay.
Mims in Menasha and Wayne's. Where was Wayne's?
In Cedarburg.
Mm. Taking notes.
And besides so butter was the secret for why those were so great, Paul, or what made them so great?
They are, and they either fry them at a very high temperature, or they may be flamed on an open flame, which obviously enhances the flavor considerably.
Yeah. What makes a burger a great burger, George?
Well, the first ingredient to a great burger is fresh ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these places, I'm sure they're talking about, use fresh ground beef. That's usually the number one component.
Ground beef or ground chuck, or, you know, is it supposed to be a fattier meat or a leaner meat?
It should be a fattier meat.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we all know that flavor comes from fat.
Mm-hmm. So that's where you start, but then, there's got to be some sort of, it makes the cut for your book or it doesn't.
Well, in order to be in the book, you had to have a burger on the menu for over 20 years. That was the number one criteria.
Okay.
So every place in the book has been on the, and they've actually been making burgers for over 20 years. In some cases in the book, people have been making burgers, and even in the same family, for over 80, 90, sometimes 100 years.
Now, you don't have to name names, but did you go to a place, eat the burger, and say, you know what, that's not so great?
Oh, yeah. Well, my first thought was, you know, if I'm going to put it in a book, and people are going to read this and go there, I don't want them to call me and say, this place is awful.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I thought, what, you know, where would I want to send people? And with the exception of Ann's Snack Bar in Georgia, I'd want to send people to any one of these places.
With exception to that place, did
you say?
Well,
only because it is a great burger, but you have to read the story to understand, you know, how to order a burger there, or even if you want to go.
What's the secret?
Well, it's a very, very, very small place, in a place that is in the south side of Atlanta. And then she's not very nice to people.
Now, that's always a good customer service thing, yeah.
Exactly. So you have to read the story to understand she's not nice to people.
and people find this endearing, I hope.
Some people can put up with it, and if you do, you're actually rewarded with a one-pound beauty.
There we go. All right. All right. Funny. Jim in Wauwatosa, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
The Spot Drive-In in Kenosha.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I missed the spot. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear about it until after I finished the book. Mm-hmm. I do know about it.
Yep. As long as you're going to be in Milwaukee on Saturday, you really ought to take a shot down there. It's they still have car hops, and I think they've been around since the late 40s or early 50s. But every hamburger is individually made. And they're just good, greasy burgers. They're really good.
Good.
All right. Yeah, you're going to be sort of in the neighborhood when you're here this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Kate in Greendale. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
The best place to get a burger in Milwaukee, Wisconsin is Mazo's on 27th Street.
Why is it the best?
They have just a delicious burger with freshly ground beef, and they make it for you really fresh with nice fried onions on top. Quick, wonderful service. At a wonderful price.
And right across the street is a fantastic place. What's the place across the street there?
Right across the street is, the Custard Place.
Yeah, the Custard Place. It's literally
Leon's.
Right across the street.
Leon's.
How
Leon's.
Could I forget?
Yeah, that's how that always makes the top of the list for Custard Places.
Yeah, we often go there for dessert after going to Mazo's.
Yeah.
We're very healthy people.
There we go. You know, not too much fat in that meal. What? We only have a minute before we need to take a short break for news. But Kate reminded me. She said it's got great fried onions on it. What about the toppings? Is that important?
Absolutely. Regional uniqueness abounds in America. So if I walk into a hamburger place and everyone is eating their burger without cheese, I'm not going to get cheese. If I walk in and everyone has peanut butter on their burger, I'm going to get peanut butter. So I usually stick with what they're making.
I'm making a note of peanut butter, and I have to ask you about that after the news. And I'm also going to ask you about, you like fried cheese curds.
I love fried cheese curds.
We'll talk about that, too. Talking with George Motes. He is the author of Hamburger America, One Man's Cross-Country Odyssey to Find the Best Burgers in the Nation. And he found a number of them right here in Wisconsin. We are talking about places here in the state and elsewhere where you can get a great burger. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. This is the Ideas Network.
We're at 205 Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the original deep-fried hamburger, Dyer's world-famous hamburgers. If you can only imagine the best, greasiest, tasting, delicious hamburger you've ever had when you needed one the most, that's what it tastes like. A gentleman by the name of Elmer Dyer came up from northern Mississippi to Memphis in 1912 and started Dyer's Hamburger Restaurant. Well, back then, you know, they didn't have the flat tops and all this, so they cooked in a cast iron skillet. So as you cook more burgers, the grease grows, and eventually it becomes a deep-fried hamburger. We strain and process our grease daily, but we've never thrown it out and started over. So somewhere in there is molecules from 1912. That's what makes it so good.
That's what makes it so good, 90-year-old or more grease. That's from the documentary Hamburger America, It's about a place called Dyer's in Memphis, the home of the deep fried hamburger. It's one of the places featured not only in the documentary, but the book, Hamburger America, One Man's Cross-Country Odyssey to Find the Best Burgers in the Nation. This is a state-by-state guide to 100 great burger joints by George Motes. And we welcome your questions for him, your own nominations for great burger places here in Wisconsin or around the country. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. George will be in Wisconsin this weekend. He will be at the Schwartz Bookshop in Shorewood at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, May the 10th, for a book signing and the like. He will also be stopping at Dottie's, Madison, Wisconsin burger joint, and will be signing books there at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. And he'll also be stopping at the other burger places that he lists in his books, But no official talks or book signings at the other places, George.
I'm just going to stop by. It's hard for me to drive past a world class hamburger spot and not stop.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about place in Memphis because Tom Clark, who was a longtime host here at Wisconsin Public Radio, used to be the host of this program. He still is on the weekends. He came back from one of his annual trips from Memphis one day, and he was wearing a T-shirt that said, "Did you get your vitamin G today?" And that's from Dyer's, right?
That's correct.
Vitamin G is grease.
That's right.
Isn't that something that they actually, the claim to fame is that they fry these burgers in old grease?
So the funny thing is if you talk to people in Memphis about butter burgers, they think, isn't that amazing? They put butter on their burgers.
You know, the deep fried part is one thing, but the, you know, that they say that they still have molecules from 1912 or whatever.
That's right.
That's quite funny. And I told you I was going to ask you about a place that puts peanut butter on their burgers. Where's that?
It's in Sedalia, Missouri. A place called the Wheel Inn Drive-In, which actually, unfortunately, was just shut down.
Oh.
It was actually closed because they were due to highway expansion. They moved it, but at the very last second, one of the women who worked there forever decided to assume the business, and she moved it around the corner, so it survives.
Oh well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. And cheese curds that you can only find those here, right? Or can you find them elsewhere?
You know, the only other place I found them is in St. Paul, in Minnesota.
Oh, okay,
Minneapolis.
The influence from the cheese state, then.
Right. No doubt.
All right. Dave in Madison is next. Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Hi. Some of us can't eat the grease anymore because of our heart. And when he goes to Dottie Dumpling's Dowry, have him try the low-fat alternative, which I think is just as good, the ostrich burger. And it's made from fresh ostrich meat raised right outside of Madison. And it's wonderful, and it's not dry. It has a wonderful taste. Of course, I sometimes cheat and put some of their English garlic sauce on it, which is not low fat. But but the ostrich meat itself is 95% less fat than the average burger.
So what would happen if you had a ostrich butter burger?
Well, you would cancel it, but you would cut down on the fat.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah. So what does ostrich taste like, Dave? Does it?
It tastes to me like a great hamburger, and I've had some of the best here in Wisconsin, and I love the ostrich burger.
You know, the funny thing is, I knew it was on the menu. I never ordered it only because I was making
a big slice of raw onion and a little English garlic sauce and maybe a little brown mustard on it, and it's fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Dave. You just did the beef burgers all around. You didn't do like buffalo burgers and that kind of stuff?
No. Yeah, I had to draw the line somewhere.
Thanks very much, Dave, for the call. Everybody's particular about those toppings and condiments. I mean, there are certain places that if you say I want ketchup on that hamburger, they're like, well, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, I mean, there are many, many, many spots in America where ketchup is not even offered. It's not even near the restaurant.
In fact, I saw you looking up some information. I had to do my research on hamburgers, and I saw a piece that was run on ABC News a while back when there was a debate going on over where is the home of the burger, where is the birthplace of the hamburger.
Right.
And it was a Texas town was claiming fame, and so is a place in Connecticut, I believe.
That's right.
And you know, of course, that Seymour, Wisconsin also thinks that it was born in Seymour, Wisconsin.
I think it's actually one of the strongest claims.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right.
Because, you know, the problem with the history of the hamburger is that it was clearly invented here, but we don't know where and by whom exactly, because it was started at a state fair or state fairs in, I think, one in St. Louis, one in Texas, your state fair that was there, I guess, near Seymour,
mm-hmm.
or in Seymour. So the problem with that is transient. You know, you don't know, you know, people set up shop and they break down for the when the fair is over, so it's hard to say who and where, you know, where it came from. But the reason that I was talking about Louis' Lunch in New Haven was because I do believe that they have the strongest, I mean, not the strongest claim, but they have been making burgers longer than anybody. They have the continually operating restaurant, the longest continually operating hamburger restaurant in America.
Oh, okay. And it's Louis where you better not ask for ketchup.
Better not. Yeah, they'll show you the door.
Amy in La Crosse, hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I had to call in and get the other side of the state in here.
Good.
And La Crosse is a little river town, or not a little town, but it's a river town in case the guest doesn't know. And I don't think these places I know of hit that 20-year mark. But one, and it sounds like maybe the author, too, did hit the Mississippi River Road. But if you drive up and down from La Crosse, either way, on the River Road, there are excellent little hole-in-the-wall burger places.
Hmm.
And I think one of the best reasons that we have such good burgers over here, this could be a good tie into the story about the marijuana jury trial, but we have grass-fed beef over here and that just is delicious in burgers. And there's a little place outside of La Crosse, about 5 miles, called Shorty's, that just has, it's just a plain burger on a plain bun that is just delicious. I don't know why it's so good, but that's delicious. There's also a place downtown La Crosse in an old, old restaurant, but it just has a new owner. It's called Nell's City Grill. And she has, it's kind of an upscale restaurant, but she has a burger that's just delicious that, I don't know if I want to get into this either, but it's, she says it's the Kobe beef, which, of course, wouldn't be our local grass-fed, although somewhat like it. Then downtown La Crosse, there's a place called George's Ringside that has just delicious burgers. Those are the places I know over here.
That's great. Thank you, Amy, for representing Western Wisconsin and La Crosse area with your nominations. What do you think in terms of grass-fed beef versus something else?
You know, grass-fed beef is fantastic if it's cooked correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It tends to be a lot leaner. It's kind of hard to cook a very lean beef without, you know, adding some fat back into it somehow. I mean, there's
okay.
one place in the movie and in the book called The Mirror Store, and they make all their burgers with their own, very own, home-raised Texas Longhorn.
Oh, okay.
Which all, they're out in the field eating only grass. They're totally 100% grass-fed beef. They know them, so they send one to slaughter every 6 days just for the burgers in the restaurant.
Yeah. And I know that you certainly made your way to the Mississippi River area, as you do have some burger places like in the Twin Cities, too, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And how about Iowa? That's we have people listening in Iowa. Where's a good burger place in Iowa?
You know, the beautiful thing about Iowa is the made right sandwich.
Oh, that's the loose meat thing.
Yeah, the loose meat. It's also mm-hmm. known as a tavern in some parts of the state. That is a fantastic invention and absolutely basic. I mean, there's nothing to it. All it is crumbled, sort of steamed meat that's put on a bun. What I love about the tavern or the made right is that you can walk into a place, sit at the counter and ask for one. You can have one in your hand within about 10 seconds.
I bet.
All they do is scoop the stuff that's already, you know, been cooking in the steamer, throw it onto a bun, wrap it up, and hand it to you.
Is it just steamed ground beef, or does it have like a sauce on it?
Some places that do a sauce, but that mm-hmm. sort of becomes a sloppy joe if it's kind of
oh,
like
sure. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, places like Made Right, they just throw a little bit of salt. That's it. That is it.
We're talking with George Motes. He is author of Hamburger America, a state-by-state guide to 100 great burger joints. We're welcoming your nominations for him at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 7 o'clock this morning, we'll welcome in a political analyst, and we'll talk about the growing calls, the calls that are growing louder for Hillary Clinton to step aside and for the Democratic Party to unite. We'll wonder what you want to see happen on that side of the ticket coming up after 7. Right now, we're talking with George Motes. He is the author of Hamburger America, also the maker of the documentary Hamburger America, and the book includes the DVD of the documentary, so you can get a twofer if you pick up the book. George will be in Wisconsin this weekend. He's going to be giving a talk in the Milwaukee area on Saturday, May the 10th, at the Schwartz Bookshop in Shorewood at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He'll scoot over to Madison as well to give a talk and sign some books at Dottie's Dumpling Dowry in Madison, one of the other places listed in his book for great burger joints in Wisconsin. Dottie's Dumpling Dowry is in the book, as is the Plaza Tavern in Madison. Peterson's Hamburger Stand in Jefferson, but that has changed its name now to Wheatles. Is that right, George?
That's correct, yeah. Without me knowing about it, it changed its name about a year ago.
Yeah, and the fourth place in Wisconsin that's listed in the book anyway is Sally's Grill in Milwaukee. And I'm sure you have other suggestions for him. And our next caller is Ronald in Elm Grove. Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you, Joy. I wanted to kind of reminisce a little bit about hamburger joints I have known, just briefly, about Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin, where I grew up. And I was a teenager after the war, and one of the young men came back, and he opened up Bob's Lunch right on the main street.
And that's in Sheboygan Falls?
In Sheboygan Falls. Unfortunately, yeah, well, he died early of cancer, and then one of the help bought the store, and it was in business. My wife keeps teasing me about having our 20th anniversary a dinner at Bob's Lunch.
Well, why not? And Bob's is still around.
No, he's not, unfortunately. Oh.
No, maybe the places, though?
But it featured, the famous Sheboygan hard roll. Does George have any feelings about what kind of bun to use?
Good idea. Good question.
That's a great question. I've never heard of the Sheboygan hard roll. It sounds good, but
yeah.
You got to have a. That's where the Sheboygan brat goes, George.
Oh right. Okay, I do know that roll. I know it from the brat, not from the burger, though.
Yeah, and it goes around the burger very nicely. It's got this cleft in it, and then it's got a crusty top.
Huh.
And so they were served with finely sliced onions, and the butter would roll down your cheek, down your chin when you get into it.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, it was delicious. And then another burger place is in Sheboygan was Terry's Lunch, been around a long time. I think it still exists. And you were commenting about whether, how about, charcoal fire, to grill them on.
Right.
That was the hallmark of the Sheboygan hamburger, too, for years, using the charcoal fire.
It's very hard to cook a burger on a flame. People don't realize that. It's a lot harder than putting it in a griddle.
Oh, I imagine it is. I imagine the hot plate's probably the way it's done mostly.
Yeah, exactly. Behind a bar or, somewhere tucked away in the kitchen.
Ronald, thank you so much for the call and the description of the burgers in the Sheboygan area. Besides the hard roll, which is apparently Ron's favorite in Sheboygan, what else makes a good bun?
Honestly, I believe that the best buns you can use are what I call the white squishy bun.
Just that Wonder Bread bun, huh?
In fact, if you go anywhere in the middle of the country, in the Midwest and the other parts of the South, you're looking. You can actually see the Wonder bags back there, and they actually use if they're not fresh baked, which a lot of them are actually fresh baked right there in their town or nearby. They are Wonder buns, which they're basically the basic white squishy bun. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Next, we go to Melissa in Fenimore. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy Red and Deb in Platteville, Wisconsin. It's just a local bar, and they grill up the burgers, and they also give you a huge portion of what seems like roasted steak fries, and for a really reasonable price, about $6 for a basket. So that's just something that I really enjoy, and I think a lot of the college students in Platteville really enjoy Red and Deb's too, and they have frosty mugs for your beverage of choice as well.
I bet you I know what that beverage of choice is. Red and Deb's, is that the name of it?
Yep, right. And Red and Deb still own the place, too, and I'm not sure how long they've been around, but just a really great place in southwest Wisconsin.
Thanks very much. I know that you didn't visit there, George, or at least it's not in the book.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah. Didn't know about it. Yeah. It's always good to know these things.
Hey, what about the accompaniments? And you know, you burger and fries is what you got to have?
You know, it's true, but not necessarily. It depends on where you are. I mean, I was in a place in Kansas called Bobo's, where they had these onion rings. They're ridiculously good onion rings. So, you know, unfortunately, during the research phase of the book, I had to avoid a lot of the extras. I mean, I couldn't double the calories. I'm eating 5-6 hamburgers a day.
Did you pile on some pounds doing this?
You know, I did a little bit, but it wasn't bad. I mean, I exercise a lot. I exercise every day.
Yeah.
I only stayed at hotels where they had, you know, workout equipment. So.
Got to do it. Tom and Mequon. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Hi. I'd like to mention a place that is about halfway between Slinger and Hartford on Highway 60. It's called the Amber Inn. They have fresh meat, and that's one of the key ingredients I find. Instead of frozen beef, it's fresh, and they've got a delicious cheddar cheese, and their buns are like an egg bun, and very delicious hamburgers. And I think they use butter, too, but that fresh meat seems to me to be the difference.
Yeah, fresh versus frozen, George?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no, you shouldn't be using frozen patties for anything. Mm-hmm. To hurt somebody.
Thank you, Tom, for the call. Oops, let me see here.
Where was Amber Inn?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he said it was between Hartford. It was in the Hartford, Wisconsin, southeastern Wisconsin area.
Okay.
He said it was in between two towns. So
I'm sorry. Notes.
Yeah, sorry about that, Tom. I went to the next caller, which is Harley in Ettrick. Hi, Harley.
Hi, Joy. This is a great show. I just wanted to mention quickly Medoro, Wisconsin, and they have a place called 108 Burgers. They actually have 108 burgers on the menu. I think it's because it's on Highway 108.
Oh, cool.
I'm not a burger connoisseur, but, you know, they tasted good to me.
108 of them, too.
I had a hickory burger. I would recommend that one.
And this is in Mindoro.
Yes, that's about 30 miles north of La Crosse, Wisconsin, I think.
You got to take a trip over to the western part of the state, George.
Yeah.
108 burgers. Yeah, cool. I take it a hickory burger probably was maybe cooked on hickory smoke.
It could have been. I'm not sure how they did it, but it sure tasted great to me. I just kind of popped in there by accident.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the call. Let me see. We have Barbara in Superior, way up in the northern part of the state. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, fun show. Mm-hmm. I have a burger place in northern end of Superior. It's called the Anchor Bar.
Oh, I've heard of that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the most wonderful greasy burgers, and the fries are freshly made, but they have, like, jalapeno burgers with, you know, hot cheese on it. They have cashew burgers, and you can ask for any type of burger, and they will make it. The place is always full. They have probably 300 different kinds of beer, and they're just absolutely delicious and very inexpensive. And you'll have every type of person, from doctors, lawyers, to students, to longshoremen who go in there. And it's just a fun, delightful place.
Thank you so much, Barbara. You've heard of the Anchor Inn?
Yes, I did not make it there.
Yeah.
I wish I had gone there. It's one of those places I just couldn't get to, but I will, though, for the revised edition of this book.
Good. Our phones have been so busy, people calling in, and we're not going to have a chance to get to everybody, but we love our burgers in America, don't we, George?
There's no question about it. I mean, I got to tell you, between Oklahoma and Wisconsin, I'm trying to figure out who has more burger pride.
No, you will be in where? At Shorewood, at Schwartz Bookshop on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Then you will be also doing a book thing at Dottie's in Madison at 6 o'clock on Saturday. And then you'll be stopping at the other great Wisconsin places, but no official book signings or whatever at those places.
Yeah, I'm just going to stop by and say hi.
Yeah. And with our final minute here, we focused a lot on Wisconsin, but did you come up with here's the best burger in America?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't play favorites.
No? All right.
Well, no. I mean, I learned so much. I think Plato said it, the great philosopher. I think the problem with knowledge is the more you know, the more you realize you need to know.
Yeah.
So it's impossible for me to pick a favorite.
Well, keep on researching.
You got it.
All right. George Motz, who is author of Hamburger America, One Man's Cross-Country Odyssey to Find the Best Burgers in the Nation. Thanks to Carmen Jackson and to Michelle Kofel for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Not just